An okay for the energy department. Coming up.
I was taking out my girlfriend. I just got done eating, so I took his certs.
Ron Cronkrite, high school senior, talks about dating, breath, and certs.
Then I took the breath test.
When was that?
It was just after the certs was gone. And so I went like that.
What did it feel like?
It felt like my mouth was clean and, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about having bad breath. And then I went down and picked up my girlfriend.
Certs with Retsin. Two mints in one. It keeps on working even after the candy's gone.
I know they work.
Hey, New Wolfman's phone just never stops.
Which pimple medicine is for me?
What's the truth?
The truth is your best bet's the triple threat. Clearasil. Clearasil's the triple threat cause one. It's the only leading one that sops up excess skin oil up to 12 big hours. Two, dries up and helps heal pimples. Three, goes after blackheads. Do the others do all that? No way. Now, what's the word?
Clearasil works on all three. Pimples, oil, and blackheads.
It's the triple threat.
How true.
The House gave its final approval this afternoon to a bill creating a Department of Energy. ABC's Vic Ratner reports from the Capitol.
Critics warned that Congress was creating a bureaucratic monster. The legislation combines the present Federal Energy Administration and energy-related operations in a dozen other federal agencies into one new energy department that would have 20,000 employees and a $10 billion budget. Congress did not give the president the power that he asked for to set prices for natural gas and oil through his energy chief, handing that power instead to an independent five-man commission. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
An explosion ripped through the Fabric Color Company plant in Paterson, New Jersey a short while ago. Police say one person was killed, several others were injured. No word yet on the cause of that explosion in Paterson, New Jersey. If you're one of the 11,000 depositors with money in the Kansas Savings and Loan Association of Mission, Kansas, you probably did not realize the institution did not have federal insurance to cover itself. Well, you know now, the Kansas Savings and Loan Association has been placed in receivership. Deposits cannot be touched for up to 1 year until that mess is straightened out. The FDA wants to change the regulations covering the manufacturing of one of our favorite fun foods, ice cream, to allow the use of milk derivatives. At House hearings today, Democrat Fred Richmond of New York said he's opposed.
We are told that technological leaps and bounds allow us to make this new product. An ice cream that is significantly inferior in nutritional value to conventional ice cream. An ice cream that provides high profits to ice cream manufacturers and may well cost consumers.
So the American consumer will not buy the FDA's version of ice cream. The FDA contends the product will not be compromised through use of those derivatives called caseinates. The Coast Guard released a report today blaming ineffective hatch closures for the sinking of the ore carrier, the Edmund Fitzgerald, some 2 years ago. The ship went down in a storm on Lake Superior and all 29 crewmen were lost. The Human Resources Committee in the Senate today okayed the administration's plan to put an annual ceiling of 9% on increases in hospital costs. The legislation will reach the Senate floor after the August recess. Officials at Suburban General Hospital in Norristown, Pennsylvania, have acknowledged that pipes from tanks of oxygen and laughing gas were mislabeled for 6 months before a doctor discovered the error. State insurance officials say the foul-up could have played a part in the deaths of as many as 35 people. I'm Keith Berman, American Contemporary Radio, a service of ABC News.